Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Champagne on Geist. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. This episode's title is courtesy of Johnny Davis. And hey, Miles, let's tell everybody what's trending.
Let's tell them. Tell them.
Bitcoin is trending because of this amazing deal that Barack Obama just told me about. That
and Joe Biden, don't forget that. And Kanye, Joe Biden. And Kim Kardashian. Yeah. And Uber Cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the people, all my financial analysts.
All my friends.
Yeah. No, so there was a bunch of Elon Musk, a lot of people who have millions and millions of followers, very respected, all got hacked at the same time. And tweeted out this Bitcoin recommendation that
this scam though, being like, I'm giving back to the community, all the community, all Bitcoin sent to the address below will be sent back doubled. If you send 1,000, I send back 2,000. Only doing this for 30 minutes. A couple people fell for it. They always do, especially if it came out of a blue check Instagram account. So I'm curious to know how many people lost a little bit of money, but I think to most people who are savvy in internet speak, you go, okay, this is a fucking scam.
Yeah, that's, it's so simple. I'm just glad I wasn't paying attention to Twitter when it hit, because that sounds like it's right up my alley, man.
I mean, that's a good deal. Hold on. They'll double it. So what?
Math whiz, but,
look, think about this. If we put 200,000 in, we're going to get back 400,000. I mean, it makes more sense to give more because then you get more. Okay.
Wow.
Hold on. I gotta go. Get,
I mean,
a
you'd be an
check
idiot
for Bitcoin.
Not to do that.
How do I Bitcoin this money here, sir?
Is Bitcoin insurable? Like, well, the people who lost their Bitcoin on that, would they?
No. That's like why that guy who had that one hard drive that had like supposedly millions of dollars, the fool was S-O-L. Shit out of luck.
Yep. All right. Walmart is trending.
Traitors.
Yeah.
And not because they kill small business across the land.
Just
traitors
because
they're making people
all the cash.
They're making people wear masks, Jack. Can you believe it?
Not fair. Not right. Not cool. it's my constitutional right to shop here without a face covering.
Is that in the, I'm sorry, it is. Can you show me in the Constitution where it specifically talks about Walmart?
I've talked to my lawyer and, so have you talked to my lawyer? 'Cause if not, then you gotta let me in.
I'll tell you this, though. I'll have Ogun waiting for your lawyer if they try to serve me with papers at my door. I'll tell you that much. And if you don't know who Ogun is, you need to learn up on your Orishas.
The there's so many videos that of they're so entertaining of people just insisting that it's their constitutional right to not wear masks at the dentist's office.
Yeah, did you see that video?
Yeah, that one was great.
So are we just going to get this done and you're going to clean my teeth or what? Yeah, I think or what, fool? Get the fuck out of here.
Just stop breathing in my face.
They act like they want to clean her teeth too.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like when you say or what, like they don't get anything out of it. All they get is the possibility of being sick with you having you around. That's it. They are not counting on your, you know, teeth cleaning fee.
Also, is there part of like some like Q conspiracy theory or something that thinks that the masks make you sick? Like why are they so insistent that they refuse to wear masks?
I mean,
is it just on principle?
You could say many things,
right?
You know, because I saw that woman testify in Miami, and she said, "Oh, 6 feet, military standard." So we can be indoctrinated with military ideologies already. So we can, I don't know. I know there are people, they do say the carbon monoxide thing. There are a lot of people who are like, you know how bad it is to breathe that in? So I think at the end of the day, if you believe in something, like there is like this all-seeing eye, Sauron, who's pulling all the levers that makes everyone do anything, then to see people wear masks so quickly, if your worldview is that that's like based off of a conspiracy to like disenfranchise like the true patriots, then you see that as a function of this larger thing more than, you know, being kind and empathetic and saying it's not just about myself.
Yeah.
But what do I know, you know?
The masks have communism in them, I think is the answer.
Someone did say that too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You will.
That was a... like a talk radio DJ who's in New Hampshire who lost her job.
Really?
Yeah, she was saying something about that because she decided to like harass a group of people when they said they weren't speaking English, which is like the other fun thing that like patriots do, shitty white people, I mean.
Mm.
They say, oh, you speak English!
Mm.
Even though they're like, and you're with the government? You need to speak. There was like a private contracting company, and then she just went off on them. And also, just so you know, America has no official language. So, you know, Take that one. Take that one down to wherever you need to take that.
Megan, wait, but then she said that masks have communism in them?
Yeah, because she's like, oh, this is communism. Look what it is. Now it's communism.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's not wrong, man. Not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Megan the Stallion is trending. I wrote it as Megan the Stallion, but she is the one and only Stallion. So this is a very confusing story. So there was an incident over the weekend. She was with the rapper Tory Lanez. He was arrested on a gun charge. There's footage of her being arrested by the LAPD, or at least cuffed, but then I guess she wasn't arrested. And then was taken to the hospital where she had bullets removed from her leg, or bullet removed from her leg. And the police said they weren't aware she had been shot. Who shot her?
I don't know. It's,
what were the circumstances?
I think we know from what I've read, they were at, and this is already like, pains me to say this, they were at Kylie Jenner's pool party.
Tight.
Leaving there, which already I'm like, I just got so hung up on the idea of Kylie Jenner's pool party in the midst of like this, like the world being in free fall. And like I can only imagine the cocoon of like not talking about anything real that goes on at Kylie Jenner's pool party. Cause like the more I see like photos of like celebrities right now, like just doing like their thing, I'm like, damn, like we're really seeing the part where people are using their like wealth to jettison their connection to reality and be like, nah, you know what? Like, let's just focus on our vibes for now. Mm. Let's just focus on that. But yeah, this whole thing, they were leaving the party. I think the reason the police were there is because they were responding to reports of gunshots.
Got it.
And then this other thing rang out. So, you know, I think there's no narrative aside from there was someone trying to get at her and Tory possibly. And that's where she's going to leave it.
That's scary.
This year is so weird. I mean, every day it's some new. Every day it's some weird. It gets weirder and stranger and darker and more. You know, just hold tight. Let's hold tight. Maybe it'll pass. But then, like, then you read a play. There's like that earthquake thing was trending the other day, and I'm like, yeah, that would be some 2020 shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen is trending. She blocked a million followers on Twitter. So she is being targeted by some. So there are some rumors that she and John Legend were on the flight logs for the Lolita Express, but those have been debunked. It's just such a strange time, as we talk about in tomorrow's episode, because there, first of all, you know, there is so much human trafficking and underage sex trafficking and, you know, going on that I think everybody's antennas are up and, you know, rightly so. But then because the internet is what it is, it's just getting, you know, focused on people who various people have problems with, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, like any conspiracy theory, there's always the allure to explain your lack of power or lack of access to things.
Right.
And like with the Q thing and the trafficking and the amount of like people who are powerful that have been linked to Jeffrey Epstein, it's like, then it's like, yeah, okay, so anybody with power now, it's feasible in like the way I view the world that means they are in orbit of all of this. But right. In a way, like, but then there's like levels to that too, like to the point I'm saying, like when you look at the idea of Kylie Jenner's having a pool party right now, or maybe it was or whatever, that any like that things like this are going on too, normal people would be like, they live in a different world where
right.
like the world's like stresses do not affect them. And I'm sure you can take that a million ways if especially with something like this. I mean, the people are really going, people have had it out for Chrissy for a minute.
Why is that? Why, like, other than that, she's
Trump,
like kind of
because she always, you know, open. She's open, she's outspoken, she says what she speaks her mind. But then there's, I think, like anything, this there's gonna be some outrage, lightning rod du jour. And you know, she's pretty consistent at being that person,
yeah. I'm sure not a small amount of people just wanting to see her knocked down off a pedestal because she seems like she's very funny. She's incredibly beautiful. Her family's beautiful. There's a lot.
Her husband's beautiful.
Her husband is like beautiful. His last piano, name is like, Legend.
Probably like cooks her favorite meal like in the day. Probably.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck her, okay?
With her perfect life. I'm over here eating Pez for dinner.
Yeah, Pez. Shout out to the Pez dispenser. Parenting 101.
Parenting easy.
Parenting made easy. There it is. Pez. All right, Miles, that's going to do it for this afternoon. Yep. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, wash your hands, stay inside, wear a mask, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.